No parsha here. We began to explain the whole idea with Yeravam ben Nevat, and we were going to try to understand what was Achi HaShiloini. What was Achi HaShiloini? Achi HaShiloini signed off on it. The Medrash brings down over here. I'll read you the drash that's found in the Gemara in Sanhedrin also. It says like this. Omar Luhu. This is Yeravam ben Nevat talking to the people. He said, Kol ma daminin luchu avitu. Are you going to do whatever I command? Are you going to keep all the royal dictates? Omar Luhu Heng. They told him, yes, anything the king tells us to do, we're going to do. Omar Lohen, fa'afilu l'miflach avadizah. What happens if I tell you to worship avadizah? Then what are you going to say? Says the Medrash, Omru lehen. Unbelievable. Fa'af achia shiloini toa v'chosam, says the Gemara. Achi HaShiloini also made the same mistake, and he signed it. What in the world is going on? What's the pshat? So I'll tell you a machshava here, which is very important, and this was really the basis of what created Yeravam ben Nevat. Because the emes is that, as we said at the beginning, if Rechavam ben Shloimeh would have listened to the Chaskenim, the whole thing wouldn't have happened. But Rechavam ben Shloimeh didn't listen to the Chaskenim. And because Rechavam ben Shloimeh didn't listen to the Chaskenim, we know what happened afterwards. What happened, happened. It all started with Rechavam ben Shloimeh. And that's where Chazal built that whole binyan of Im Yomru L'Chaskenim Sisor, Un Orim B'nei, you should listen to the Chaskenim. It all comes from that Chazal. So it comes out that everything that they did was riding on the fact that Rechavam ben Shloimeh didn't listen to this king. Why didn't he listen to this king? Why Taka didn't he listen to this king? So I want to tell you, Moiridika ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai is trying to be Mazbir, a Pasuk in Kohelis. Ksil. Shlomo HaMelech says that Exil, a fool, his anger is in his chest. He's holding it, like you hold something in your chest. A fool holds on to his anger in his chest. So the Ben Ishchai says, what's meant this? What's Shlomo HaMelech trying to say? He should say Exil has the anger. A fool gets angry. He doesn't say that. He says Exil. His anger is in his chest. He's holding on to his anger. Right here in his chest. What does Shlomo HaMelech mean? Zokta ben Ishchai Gevalda Gevalda. He brings out a famous sugya. The Gemara talks about why David HaMelech was zoichet to be king over the other brothers. And in that Gemara, the Gemara talks about David HaMelech's older brothers who weren't roi for kingdom. When the one right before David HaMelech, when Shmuel HaNavi is going, with he thought he should anoint that brother, the older brother, Hashem says, Ki ma'astiv, don't anoint him. He's been disgusted. He's been taken away from the king. So the Gemara says, what do you see from here? That somebody who's koyas, somebody who gets angry, even if he's supposed to be a king, they'll take it away from him. And then the Gemara brings a pasuk from later on that David HaMelech's brother got angry. From there you see that he had to meet the zakas. Frek the Ben Ishchai, how could we bring a riot from anger that took place later on? The whole maisa with the anger of David HaMelech's brother happened later on, next sefer. What do we bring a riot over here that he has anger? So here's what he says. He says, sometimes you have to show a shtickle anger. Sometimes you're supposed to show a little anger. You're supposed to show anger. Not only that, sometimes if you don't show anger, you're going to lose the battle. You have to show anger. Right? A person does something that's disgraceful, you're supposed to show anger. You're supposed to say you're upset. So it makes a chil Hashem. You're not supposed to smile. No. You act upset and act angry. You're supposed to. Adarav. If you don't act angry, then you're going to lose the battle. Shlomo Amar said, Choysich shifter senim b'nai. Somebody holds back his stick from his son. It doesn't mean dafka stick, but he hates his son. Because if you never show anger, so then you're not going to be able to machanach anybody. Sometimes you have to show anger. You have to show who's wrong. You have to show you're upset. The Ben Ish Chai says, but what's the key? The key is that the anger is done with calculation. The anger is done with calculation. I once heard from Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal a moridic thing about chinuch. Moridic thing about chinuch. He said, what do you do if you see your kid does something? You have to get angry at them. You have to show them anger. So what do? He said, you go into a room. First go into a room, and for 5 minutes, control your anger. Then, after your 5 minutes calm, then you can go and get angry at him. It's a pshat. The pshat is, the anger can't be emotional anger. The anger has to be like a mask. Okay, now I'm going to act angry. Now I'm going to act angry. That anger is mutter. But if it's anger that your kid did something and you're exploding, that's never mutter. Even if it's for a good reason, it's not mutter. Anger has to be on hoge, which you're wearing on your sleeve. It's not inside of you. He said, that's the kind of anger. So I try as a father, Baruch Hashem, my kids are such good kids, very, very rarely do I even have to show anger. But when I do, I try to first hold back for a couple of minutes and then try to show anger. Make a hindi mukhna mazuman. Okay, now I'm going to show anger. Put on a gartel. And then, taka. Put on. Zok te ben ish chai. Ksil. Kasei b'chekoi. The anger is always there. The anger is in his chest. As soon as you poke him, that's the ksil. But somebody's calculated anger, that's not. That's, it says, David HaMelech's brother. Havio. He had the anger in his chest. Glad it came out later. He wasn't ready to be a king because of that. Rechavam ben Shloimai had kas. When the people came to him and they told him, take off the taxes, treat us nicer, Chazal told us he got angry. And that anger is what caused him not to listen to the Chachamim. That was the whole thing. So Yeravam ben Nevat was an alternative to anger. Your own men of God said, this is not a mahalach. We have to treat people with respect, not get angry. Friendly people, friendly kingdom. Zokhtar of Ginsburg, Zecha Tzadik Levrach, in his Sefer Musar HaNeviim, he says, Chazal tell us, Kol HaKoyes Ki'ilu Oivin Avedizore. The Rambam brings down, let's pull up the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Deis. The Rambam says in Uchaz Deis per base. Says the Rambam like this, Chena Kas. Mido Roi Ad Lamoit. It's a very bad Mido. The Roi Lodom, she is Srachik Menu at Ktsei Acham. She go to the opposite end. He says, For Omu Chacham and Rishainim, Kol HaKoyes, Ki Ilu Oivei Ravoy Dezore. Says the Rambam, if you do, you get angry, Ki Ilu Oivei Ravoy Dezore. And really, it's even worse than Avodah Zarah. I'll smid it. Why? Because when you're angry, you have no control. When you have anger, you have no control. People have been murdered, cold blood, out of anger. Somebody loses it. They get angry. I want you to know, in the court system, obviously, if somebody murders somebody, even if they did it out of anger, they're going to have to deal with the law. They're not going to be called into court and tell the judge, listen, I'm pleading innocent, I was angry. It doesn't work that way. If you kill somebody, you kill somebody. But you should know that in certain states, that obviously there's capital punishment when they murder somebody. If you kill somebody, you get killed. Ayin tachas ayin, nefesh tachas nefesh. But there is a defense mechanism where if you say that the person who killed the other person wasn't planning on killing them, they got angry. And in a moment of rage, they pulled the trigger. Guess what? Very often that's used as an excuse that the person shouldn't get capital punishment. Don't kill him. Don't kill him. Because even the secular system understands that when somebody's angry, he has no control. He loses control. He gets angry, he loses control. Could do anything. The Olam knows what road rage is? Never heard of it? Heard of it, yeah? Road rage. Road rage means is that if you cut somebody off or they think you cut them off, they get angry at you. And if they get angry at you, they do something to you. And there have been, not one, there's been recorded in the last year 20 murders. You hear what I'm telling you, Rabbi Isai? 20 murders from road rage. You know, sometimes you have a guy in front of you, he's by a red light, turns green, and he's fachalant. He's thinking about something. He doesn't move right away. Sometimes you have a guy behind him, waits calmly. Sometimes you have a guy, gives a little beep. Sometimes you have a guy, then you have a guy, he does more than that, he's machmir. He goes out, he shoots him. Even though the chariots can take out, the guy's not moving after you shoot him. I'm so angry at you. I'm going to kill you for not moving. But that mamish supports what Chazal tell us. Zokt Rav Ginsburg, mamish amoyer dik yisoy. When Achi Ashiloini heard Yeravim ben Avot, asked the people, will you even listen to me to worship Avodah Zarah? You know what he typed up? He meant, he was telling the people that Kaas is worse than Avodah Zarah. I'm going to lead you into an area where you're not going to have chashoshes of Kaas. I'm running a new type of kingdom. I'm going to run a kingdom, not like Rechavim ben Shloimeh. I'm going to run a kingdom that's riding on peace and midas toivis and no Kaas. Achi Ashiloni thought that's what he meant. That's why he signed. This is such an important insight when you look at it, that potentially one of the things that broke down Malchus Beis David was Kaas. One of the things that broke down Malchus Beis David was Kaas. And that's something you have to take into our own lives, to know never to respond to Kaas. You can't always control whether you get angry, but you can control your reaction. So you know what? I'm angry now. I'm not gonna respond to my anger. Like Abyankov said, go into a room for 5 minutes. Taka angry now. I've never seen Rabbi Isai. Somebody should react to anger in a seichel to go. I never saw. Unless they don't react. The only seichel to reaction to anger is not to react. Hold back. Hold back for 5 minutes. Hold back for 5 minutes. And that's what comes out based on Rav Ginsburg. When I say it's off the claw. Yeravam bo lo'oire al midas ha'kaas shel Rechavam. He came to tell us about Kaas, and therefore, v'roi l'strachek min ha'kaas mishum v'havi koivin avodah zarah. He says, v'lochein choshev achi ha'shilayni. Achi ha'shilayni thought, t'lekach sh'aloysam yeravam im yelchu achram afil b'vram sh'esh m'avodah zarah. And m'meila lekach chosam olav. This is something we all have to makabel on ourselves, never to respond to Kaas. You're going to have Kaas. You have mitzvah Hashem a long life, you're going to have moments of chaos. Don't respond to chaos. Don't react to it. And even when you have to be b'chaos, it shouldn't be mitoch chaos. It's an hog of chaos. It's not mitoch chaos. Mitoch chaos is never kosher. Okay. Where's the 12?